Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have a question for you. How do you get into a new field? Let's say you want to go into a new career. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to tell you that it's through the art of empowering storytelling. We're going to be talking about that today. Not only storytelling to ourselves with our own visions and our own stories about what's possible for us, but also how to actually create stories, put together books and things of that nature, so that you can start to put yourself in the world and your voice in the world in a greater way. You know, when I got into media, I was telling myself a story. The first story I was telling myself was I didn't have what it took to be in media. I didn't know if I would have enough to say, if I would run out of things to say, if I didn't know the technology, I didn't know all that. So I was telling that story to myself. But fortunately, I have a coach. It's my wife, Judy, who's always coaching me. And she said, Ken, why don't you shift your story? You're brilliant at what you do. You've got a lot of information. People will really be resonant with what you say. I think you should get into media. So I started telling myself that story. And you know what happened almost instantly? Is a lady asked me to be a co-host on her radio show in San Diego, KCBQ. We started a show called Transition Radio. And from there, I started telling other stories, right, to myself, right, and on the air, lots of stories on the air. You know, those stories, though, were I'd like to be in a podcast. So I thought, well, how do I do that? Well, I put a bunch of people around me that knew a whole bunch more about podcasting than I did, and they taught me how to be a podcaster. Then I wanted to be on TV, and the same thing happened. So with commitment, providence moves. The people, places, and things that you need to show up will happen for you. But before the commitment is getting your head right, getting the story right. And if you can do that, guess what? Life will change in greater and greater ways for you. Now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I have a very special guest who has a brand new book out. You're going to want to open this book and read it because it's all about this topic, storytelling. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. We're calling the show today The Courage of Storytelling because I have a very special guest today, Sarah Sarah Lohse. How do you say your last name? I'm
Lohse.
Lohse, yeah. So the H is silent. Lohse. Okay. All righty. So Sarah's with us. She's got a new book out you're going to be talking about. But before we get into your book, Sarah, let me introduce you a little bit to my audience. Sarah Lohse is a storyteller. She's a marketer and brand architect with a knack for turning narratives into connections. Through Favorite Daughter Media, her company, Sarah uses her passion and talent to help mission-driven brands amplify their impact, proving that authentic storytelling and strategic marketing go hand in hand. Sarah's work and expertise featured on conference stages, including FinCon, PodFest, and Speakernomics, and in publications such as Authority Magazine. They showcase her as a gifted creator, fueled by her passion and sometimes a little caffeine, and dedicated to making a difference through powerful storytelling and marketing. Sarah, it is a blessing to have you on the show today. I'm happy to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. You know, I'm curious. Like, I'm going to take you back a little bit before you got into marketing and branding and storytelling and all of that. When you were growing up, what were your interests when you were young?
When I was young, I was a gymnast, which is really hard to believe at this point because I'm so clumsy. But I was a gymnast all through like elementary school and a little bit of high school. And I just loved anything outside. And a lot has changed since then. I'm a bit of an indoor person at this point, but
Well, we go through seasons. I know I sure have. I'm wondering where then, okay, so you're a gymnast, you're very physical, you're active, you're doing lots of things. And did you have a preponderance for literature or learning English? Or where did the storytelling piece come in for you?
I don't know. I wish I had a good answer for that because I always read. I was always reading books. And when I was in college, I was writing. I took creative writing classes and I was always good at writing, but I never thought of that as a job. I never wanted to be an author, which is ironic because my book comes out tomorrow. Right. But right. I just never saw any career in writing outside of just being an author. So I never thought I would pursue anything having to do with writing or stories or anything like that.
I love that. Well, you know, it's amazing how all of a sudden these gifts start coming out for people. I'm wondering about the inner game that you play. You know, you heard me do the pre-show here, you know, the monologue. And I was talking about, you know, there's an inner game of storytelling and an outer game of storytelling. And I'm just wondering your inner game of storytelling. What did you tell yourself about writing books or getting a book in the world or even, you know, putting your stories out in the world?
Yeah, I think the voice inside my head, the one that's telling those stories, has never been my voice. It's always kind of been that imposter syndrome voice. So I was always telling myself that I couldn't write a book or I didn't have a good story or nobody had to hear it. So I had to ignore that inner story and just start going with this idea that if everyone else can do it, if someone else can write a book, if someone else can tell their story, why can't I? And just break out of that mindset that a lot of us have that really just comes from imposter syndrome.
Let's talk about imposter syndrome for just a minute. Can you define that for my audience a little bit?
Yeah. Imposter syndrome is that feeling that you don't belong in the position that you're in, or you're not worthy of the success that you have. And it's something that so many people deal with, whether they are CEOs of massive companies, they're award-winning actors, no matter who you have that little feeling of, I don't belong here, or I don't deserve this. Mm. And something I have felt my whole career, especially being young as I am and being a woman I was working in finance. So I was in a very male dominant field. So it was something that I really struggled with and I continue to, but part of my story is trying to break out of that mindset.
That's good. You know, it seems like imposter syndrome is just that. We're telling ourselves that we're less than, or we're not good enough, or we don't feel right here. There's a whole thing around that. And of course, it seems to me that it's lack of really knowing who we are as a soul, as a spirit, as a powerful spark in the universe. But you know, I could talk about it, but it's difficult to overcome that imposter syndrome. I know I had it for a while. And I remember sitting down with a group of friends one day and they're asking, well, what's your purpose for doing what you did? And I was like, I just turned beet red because I didn't know. And I was just feeling, and they all knew where they were going, what the meaning of life was, the purpose. They're writing books. They're doing all this. And I'm like, I just don't know. So I had to overcome it. How did you overcome yours?
I'll let you know when I do. It is something that I'm still continuing to battle with every day. I'm getting better at it. I can tell you that. And it's just by continuing to just do the things that I'm doing. There's a book by Austin Kleon called Show Your Work. And it's all about if you have these ideas that you want to get out into the world, you can't do that if you don't show it. So my way of proving that I do belong where I am and that I have earned it is by showing my work. So that's why I write. And that's why I speak at conferences and go on podcasts and tell my stories, but also tell the knowledge and the experience that I have. That's part of just proving to myself that I do belong here.
Well, it takes courage. Let's face it. It takes courage to put yourself out in the world. And, you know, a lot of people, we're all born with courage, but a lot of people have undeveloped courage. And the way you develop it is what you're doing. You just go out and do it. So that's powerful. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to take a dive into the book and storytelling in a deep dive. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm with Sarah Losey, and she has a new book out. Sarah, I think this could be my favorite book title, right? So why don't you tell them what the name of the book is?
It's very subtle. It is called Open This Book, The Power of Storytelling for Aspiring Thought Leaders.
I love that. So you look at the book, you go, open this book. Oh, yeah, I wish I'd done that. Open the book. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, put it on screen.
Just put a call to action. Just put a call to action right on the cover. I'm telling you exactly what I want you to do. I want you to open this book.
Open this book.
It's also kind of a pun. It's kind of like a double meaning because it is about storytelling. It is about telling your own story. So in a way, by opening this book, you're allowing yourself to become an open book.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's deep if you think about it.
That's very deep if you think about it. What inspired you to open this book and start writing?
I learned how to tell my story in a very weird and public way. I was brought on to one of the biggest finance podcasts in the world to tell just a random story from my past that I mostly just told as a joke in bars. And I thought it was a silly story. But the way that I was guided through telling this story on this podcast showed me that there's so much value in these little stories that we don't really see the first time we tell them. And the secret is really just finding that value and learning how to tell it so that other people can find that value. So I figured if I learned it, maybe I can teach it. So I wrote this book to try to do that.
You know, I remember when I memorized my first joke, because I could never tell story jokes, right? I could tell like, why did the chicken cross the road, you know, to get the other side or something like that. But I couldn't tell the story jokes. I had to memorize those. Mm-hmm. And then I had to learn timing with those. You know, is it kind of the same path for you or?
A little bit. It's there's like so many different ways of learning how to tell a story. And I feel like the parts that, especially in the realm of like public speaking, what a lot of speaking coaches, what they teach you is that timing, and they teach you stage presence, and they teach you how to deliver a speech, but they don't teach you how to tell a story. And there's a completely different art and almost a science to how we can tell a story that's going to capture attention and create connection.
All right. Tell my audience how to tell a story. How do we do this?
Oh, goodness. There are a couple of different ways. And I think that there's really four things that go into making a story really compelling. And it's going to be the emotion that you put in it. It's going to be the amount of detail and making sure that you have the right details and you're omitting the ones that aren't necessarily needed to get that story across. And the one that I think is the most important is that it's unexpected. And this one kind of trips people up, because when I tell people that they need to tell their story, a lot of the times what they tell me is that they don't have a story, because their story isn't big enough. It's not headline worthy. It's just these simple, small little stories. And if a story is simple, how can it be unexpected? Mm. And it's really about the way that you present it and the way that you deliver the different details and bring someone through the experience that is going to make it unexpected, if that makes sense.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And I think sometimes when we start to tell a story, the way I do it is I just jot down thoughts, right? You know, if I've had an experience, and we all have experiences, whether it's driving down the road and somebody cuts in front of you and go, wow, you know, how did you react? You can tell a story all around that. Or whether it's you just go to somebody's birthday party and man, there's a surprise there or something. But it's about writing down and starting with just some notes about what took place. That's how I start. And then I start putting sentences together. How about you? How do you start?
Yeah. So the fourth component of that compelling story has to be the relatability. So exactly like you said, you need to think of these stories that really do happen to everybody, mm-hmm. because you need to have the stories that people can connect with, because they have that shared experience.
Yeah.
So I try to just go through, whether I'm looking backwards at things I've already done or looking at my current days and just reflecting on today and tomorrow, I try to just find those moments that I'm like, this is something that other people have been through, but it's also something that really taught me something. Like, this was a moment of like, aha, it's a moment of I've learned something here. This has changed the direction of how I'm going to continue. And just hone in on that lesson and how things really started to change.
I love that. So what is there's science behind storytelling. Why is storytelling important, by the way? Let's just go there.
Storytelling is important for so many reasons, but when we're talking about it as publicly, when we're talking about storytelling on podcasts or on the stage, it's important because that's how we get those connections. If I go up on a stage and all I'm doing is giving facts and information, I'm going to lose my audience. People, like, facts are interesting, but they're not compelling. So the way that we're going to get that attention is by telling stories. And I know so many people, there's one person I actually talked, I interviewed him for my book, and he was able to tell me about two keynote speakers he saw at a conference in the 90s. So he probably saw them before I was born. And he could tell me exactly what they talked about, because they told stories and those stories connected with him. I go to conferences 6 to 12 times a year, and I can barely remember the speakers by the time I get home. Because if you don't have that story, you're not going to have that connection, and you're not going to get people to remember who you are and what you said.
Can you give me a story that you remember, that you went and somebody went boom and you remember it?
Oh, I have so many. So the story that I told on that podcast that day, the one that taught me how to tell stories, it's funny because that story was really about a time that I went on a solo vacation to Ireland, and I got a really embarrassing tattoo completely by accident. The guy messed it up. And I look back at this as like, this could have been one of those like, what have I done kind of moments. This could have been like, I can't show my face anymore. I have to get this covered. But it really was a reminder of an amazing experience that I had. And this trip was more than just a few days in another country. It was my first time being on my own. It was my first time proving to myself that I could do things alone and taking myself away from a bad relationship that I had just gotten into and the dead-end job that I was trying to get away from. And being by myself in this country with not knowing anybody and not knowing where I was, I learned to rely on myself and I learned that I could do things that scared me. And I got home from that trip and I did get the tattoo covered, but I also quit my job and I left the state I was living in. I started a completely new life across the country, which is something I had been wanting to do for years, but was too afraid to. So that embarrassing little story about a tattoo really was an experience that changed my entire life. But I didn't realize that until I told
I love that. Well, that was unexpected. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how to make stories unexpected. We'll be right back. All right.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
All right. And for all of you, if you listen to this show, you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then be able to do the impossible in your own life. Take care. Have a very blessed week, and we'll talk to you very soon. Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have a question for you. How do you get into a new field? Let's say you want to go into a new career. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to tell you that it's through the art of empowering storytelling. We're going to be talking about that today. Not only storytelling to ourselves with our own visions and our own stories about what's possible for us, but also how to actually create stories, put together books and things of that nature, so that you can start to put yourself in the world and your voice in the world in a greater way. You know, when I got into media, I was telling myself a story. The first story I was telling myself was I didn't have what it took to be in media. I didn't know if I would have enough to say, if I would run out of things to say, if I didn't know the technology, I didn't know all that. So I was telling that story to myself. But fortunately, I have a coach. It's my wife, Judy, who's always coaching me. And she said, Ken, why don't you shift your story? You're brilliant at what you do. You've got a lot of information. People will really be resonant with what you say. I think you should get into media. So I started telling myself that story. And you know what happened almost instantly? Is a lady asked me to be a co-host on her radio show in San Diego, KCBQ. We started a show called Transition Radio. And from there, I started telling other stories, right, to myself, right, and on the air, lots of stories on the air. You know, those stories, though, were I'd like to be in a podcast. So I thought, well, how do I do that? Well, I put a bunch of people around me that knew a whole bunch more about podcasting than I did, and they taught me how to be a podcaster. Then I wanted to be on TV, and the same thing happened. So with commitment, providence moves. The people, places, and things that you need to show up will happen for you. But before the commitment is getting your head right, getting the story right. And if you can do that, guess what? Life will change in greater and greater ways for you. Now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I have a very special guest who has a brand new book out. You're going to want to open this book and read it because it's all about this topic, storytelling. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with new author, Sarah Losey. And she has a new book out. It's called Open This Book. And it's about the art of storytelling. And we're talking about that. Sarah, stories, making them unexpected. Oh, by the way, let's put that book on the screen again. Where can people get the book, Sarah?
The book is going to be available on Amazon, of course, and at a couple different booksellers locally in Austin if you're in the area. But you can find it at openthisbook.com or just search for it on Amazon.
Okay. Openthisbook.com for my listening audience or Amazon. Okay. And what's the name of the book? Open This Book. That's so simple to remember. Well, that was unexpected, you know, coming from a tattoo to changing your entire life. So is that, you know, when somebody wants to make a story unexpected like that, is that how we do it? I mean, is there other techniques around that or what do we do?
So make a story unexpected, there's kind of two ways that I talk about framing a story. And one is just kind of the lead-in version. And this is just the traditional storytelling. Mm-hmm. And you just need to tell the details of the story that are going to capture the attention the most. So you're just being very picky about those details as you bring someone from start to finish. And it's the simplest way to tell a story. But as long as you have those details and people are following it, it is going to be compelling. They're going to want to know what comes next. But the one that I like better is called the upfront method. And this is kind of how I tell stories. It's like storytelling in reverse almost, because you ruin it. You give them the punchline. You tell them the hook right from the beginning. And when I went up to the podcast host I was actually trying to get the host of a show I produced booked on his show. And I'm pitching him as an expert, telling him all of these things that he has done and that he knows about. And he just looks at me and says, I don't need an expert. I need someone with a cool story. So I told him, I was like, do you want to hear about the time I got an embarrassing tattoo in Ireland? And he's like, uh-huh. Yes, I do. So that was the hook. The hook is this ridiculous tattoo that I got. Right. But I tell him that up front, and then he wants to know everything that happened to lead up to it. So you're capturing their attention at the beginning. And it's like when you see those videos or those movies where it's like, I bet you're wondering how I ended up here. It's that method. So people really do want to know how you ended up there.
That's good. Well, I bet my audience is sitting there thinking, you know, I wonder what led up to her getting that tattoo.
So am I.
I don't know if we want to go there, but that is very compelling, right?
It's a better story if you don't know it.
Okay.
But I was bar crawling through Ireland as one does at 22.
Yep.
in Dublin. And I was just with a group of strangers, and it was my first solo trip, and it was someone that I'd met there, their first trip in general. And we just decided we want to remember it, and we want to take something home that maybe wouldn't fit in a suitcase. So we just went together and we got tattoos. He got the Guinness harp on his arm, and I asked for an airplane. And the airplane looked very phallic,
I would say.
I don't know the rating of this show.
Yeah. No, I get it. I knew you were going to go there. That's funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's not what I asked for, but it's what I got.
That's what you got.
But it's still, to this day, every time I see it, and it's been covered up, it looks like a very beautiful airplane now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just a reminder of that week that I had that changed everything. It's a reminder to always find new adventures. And yeah. I surprisingly don't regret it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, one thing you don't know about me is years ago, I took about 2,500 people and taught them how to speak publicly on stage. And I didn't do it through techniques that most traditional public speaking teachers would use. I started out with them being real, being authentic, and just seeing what they had to say and starting to fall in love with themselves. That's where we started. So part of what you teach, of course, is the power of authenticity, because in storytelling, that's everything, right? If they don't feel you're authentic, who's going to listen?
Exactly. With telling a story, you want to be creating those connections with the people that are listening to you. And people can hear when you're being genuine, and they can hear when there's emotion behind what you're saying. And being that authentic, and especially when you're telling the stories that you don't necessarily look the best in. Like, we don't only want to see the highlight reel, we want to see the blooper reel. So when you show, like, tell those stories that are, I made these mistakes and I've done this poorly, and I've still made it to the point that I'm standing in front of you, that's going to get people to really connect with you, because they're like, this person is real. I see who they really are. And they're going to trust that. And building trust, especially if you're speaking for a business, or you're speaking because you want to grow a brand, you really need that trust, because trust is the new brand equity at this point.
It really is. And I know that when I'm doing voiceovers for commercials, it'll take me probably 20 retakes to get it just right. So I go over and over and over and over again these things. And I'm going over not only my voice, but I'm going over the words, because words matter. How we deliver them matter, whether we deliver with emotion like Sarah just said, or do we deliver them flat? But my point is this, is that it takes some work to do this. This isn't something that we just magically can speak and we're powerful on stage, or it takes work. So I want to swing back to the book. So when, you know, open this book, when you're reading that, Sarah, what are some of the benefits people will walk away with when they read your book?
Yeah, I wanted the book to be really actionable. I didn't want it to be something where I'm just telling you how to tell a story. So it's kind of unique in that it's almost part memoir, because if I'm going to be teaching you how to tell your stories, the best way that I can do that is through my own. So I'm telling you my stories and I'm telling you exactly what I'm doing to craft that story, or why I'm telling you this story, so that you can kind of put your own stories in that place. But then every chapter also has writing prompts. So the book is half journal, and you get to read through the information part. You get to read through my stories, and then you actually start writing your own, and you take the different things that you've learned and the prompts and just put together what's going to eventually become the story that you can tell from a stage. And you just piece it together slowly. And my hope is that at the end, you have a story that you're not only excited to tell, but you're proud to tell. And it's going to be one that the world really wants to hear. And I'm really excited to see and hear the stories that come out of it at the end. And I'm really happy that if one person gets a story out of reading this book, I'll be happy.
Well, I'm sure a lot more than one person will get that. What I love is that there is a process to go through. I don't know how many people have come to me, you know, I've been coaching for 30 years, and said, "Hey, Ken, where do I start to develop my keynote speech?" And of course, you start with story, right? And, you know, so now there's a process. There's an actual book you can get if you're a thought leader, or you want to be a thought leader of some kind, or a leader of some kind in any company. To be able to tell story is the number one key to being able to step up into people really paying attention to you, right? So, all right, I like that. I think we need that that step by step. So at the end of this, we can actually walk away with a story, and that story will be a story. You know, it's interesting. I have a little saying, you know, don't tell a good, don't ruin a good story with the truth. Now, there's a little, you know, satire in that. But what I want to really express, and I want your comment on it, is I think that we need to have, you know, those stories that you write, those stories that you're going to write using Sarah's book, those may be stories that keep the rest of your life. I mean, you know, when you're talking on stage and stuff like that, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I love that quote. And there's one that I actually include in my book that is, good stories happen to those who can tell them. Mm. And I think that is really powerful, because it just shows you that you don't need to go through things that are traumatic, dramatic, sensational, the things that you would think would be like the headline worthy stories. If you can tell a story well, you can turn a story from anything, any just mundane experience that you have, you can turn it into a great story. And the way that I've been teaching myself to tell stories is by watching people that are great at it. Mm-hmm. And some of those people are stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. When you watch a stand-up comedian, they're telling stories that are about the most mundane things possible.
Right.
They make jokes about airline food, right, like things that nobody actually cares about, but they're things that everyone understands.
Yeah.
And by telling that story well, they get that attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And you ever see Matt, do you ever see Matt Rife? Matt Rife, do you know who he is? Yeah.
Yes.
One of my favorites. I think he's into improv. He's such an improv person. He can take the word love and turn it 70 different ways, you know, for an audience, so that they get different points, right? It's just pretty amazing to watch him.
Yeah, there's so many that, like, you just watch them and they take things that are really serious and turn them funny, which is also something that you need to learn how to do. You have to be able to tell those personal stories. Taylor Tomlinson is one of my favorites right now because she talks a lot about mental health and her struggles with bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. but in a way that it's relatable and it's funny and it's compelling and it's so authentic. So that's another one that I learn a lot from.
That's good. What was her name again?
Taylor Tomlinson.
All right.
She's got a couple of specials on Netflix.
Okay.
And I think she's the host of the new After Midnight show.
Oh, okay.
It's like a talk show, comedy show.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. All right. Well, let's, you know, if somebody wants to be a, what do I want to say? They're an aspiring thought leader, right? First of all, let's talk about that. What, in your mind, what's an aspiring thought leader? Let's just go there.
I think a thought leader is just anybody who is passionate about something enough that they want to share their ideas and they want to share their thoughts on it. And I think there's some misconceptions around thought leadership, especially now that we're living in such like an influencer era. Mm-hmm. And influencer and thought leader, at least in my mind, are very different. Mm-hmm. I think with influencers, we see them on Instagram and like I think of like the makeup artists on Instagram and the people that wear the clothes that everyone then wants to buy because they saw it on this person and wow, that person looks so cool. I want to look like them. That's great. It gets people to stop scrolling. It gets people to want to look like them and emulate them. But with thought leadership, it gets people to listen. And I think that's really the difference. It's not about what you look like. It's not about what you're wearing. It's not about selling a product. It's about getting new ideas into the world and making people not only want to listen, but want to do something with what they've heard.
Well, I think, you know, we are in the age of information, right? If you need more information, just Google it. But if you want, mm-hmm. if you want wisdom, that's what Sarah's talking about here. If you want to step into wisdom and learn and teach people to be able to hear you, you know, words matter and the way you craft those stories do matter. And then once you craft them, once you say them a few times, they morph themselves. That's what I've learned, right? The story, you might say it one way and then it'll morph another way, another one, until you finally, you get it and you get the timing, you get everything down and it, now you can deliver it with power and passion, not even think about it because you have fun with it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And with the stories that we tell, when we start telling them, you can almost tell that you don't really know where it's going to go. And it's so great to see somebody as they go through that evolution. And suddenly it's like, this is my story. And I saw it with myself. The first few podcasts that I went on, I was not ready. I should not have been doing it. But I put myself out into that situation. And I look back and I'm embarrassed. But at this point, that's my goal. Like, I want to be embarrassed because I want to be able to look back a year from now and have gotten so much better at whatever it is that I'm doing that what I did today was embarrassing.
Well, Steve Jobs, he gave a talk to the Harvard business class. And at the end, close of that talk, he said, you want to remember two things, stay hungry and stay foolish. And I think you just said that, stay foolish, go out there. And, you know, so what if you look like a fool? Doesn't matter. You know, most 9 times out of 10, you might think you look like a fool and others are going, wow, that was really powerful. It's amazing.
Yeah. When I talk about in my book, I talk about mm-hmm. expertise and what it means to be an expert. And for me, I think someone that's an expert is the person who is just insatiably curious and always wanting to learn. And I think to be in that position, you have to almost be foolish. You have to be running through your backyard like the little kid with the magnifying glass, just looking under rocks and trying to find different worlds. Like, you have to have that level of just childlike curiosity so that you're always learning and always finding something new. Because exactly like what you said, we're in an information age. There's nothing that you could tell us that we can't Google. So you have to be able to be finding these new ideas and using stories to relay them, because people can't Google your story. It's the one thing that you offer that nobody else ever can. And that's never going to get replaced by Google or by ChatGPT or any of these AI tools. Your story and your humanity is really what's going to connect.
Well, I never heard it put that way, but I just really love that. Yeah. Your story is you, is your story. It's your contribution to the world in many instances where someone can relate to your story. And like Sarah said earlier, being able to apply that story in their own lives and make a shift that they never thought possible. I liked your analogy of looking under rocks as a child, like, you know, that was really good. And, you know, and you said, you know, looking for new worlds, right? So, you know, I think that's a real good thought to challenge my audience with today, is to find a new world for yourself. And we're talking about the world of storytelling right now. So if you've ever thought about, I'm not a good storyteller, I don't know how to do this, storytelling is an art, right? And all art can be learned, right? I'm sure there's some natural people that seem natural, but I have to tell you, most of them are so natural that they've spent 30 years learning their art. Now they're natural, right? So I think it's that way with storytelling. Sarah, what do you think?
I think so too. And I think you also see it kind of the opposite of what you're saying almost. There's the people that they get up on stage and they tell their story. And at this point, it's so scripted that they lose the authenticity of it. They lose the emotion. They're almost just going through the motions of telling the story. And it feels like they're just reading a script or telling someone else's because they've lost the connection. And that's the one thing that I hope nobody ever loses, is always lead with that emotion and that authenticity.
Well, you know, when I first started public speaking, I went to an organization and they had these little bells they'd ring every time you made a mistake. And because they wanted you to do it a certain way and leave out your my wonderful ums and ums and ah, you know, part of me, right? And I thought, well, that's kind of really weird. And then I listened to one of my favorite authors at the time. His name was Wayne Dyer. And Wayne Dyer was a thought leader. He was on Oprah. He'd been on Johnny Carson, all the show. And this guy was like ooming and aahing and everything. He was just authentic and real. I thought, well, maybe that's not right. Maybe what we want is authenticity. We can refine later, but just be real. You know, and quite frankly, when I got that concept, that's why I was able to get into radio, because I just thought, you know what, if I wait to perfect, it will never happen. I've been waiting to perfect for many years. So I thought, well, let's just shift it. I'm already perfect. Let me go in and go do my thing.
Absolutely. I think we're actually seeing a shift like that, which is really exciting for me. I'm in the podcast production space and we're not seeing the over editing to take out all of the ums and ahs and likes, the grammatical grunts is what we call it. We're leaving those in. And because that's what it sounds like when we talk. And even when I put out my podcast Branded with my co-host Larry Roberts, we keep in our bloopers. All of the things that while we're recording, we'll even leave in things like, okay, we're going to edit that out. And we don't. Because it's real, it's authentic, and it's just showing people who we are. And it's like almost like a behind the scenes look that people don't feel like they're going to get from people that are in any kind of spotlight. You think you're only going to get the facade. So showing those little behind the scenes, showing those bloopers, that's when it's like, okay, this person's real. Like, this is a real person that I'm looking at.
It's not a facade. It's just real. And so many of us, at least I sure was growing up, you know, I was corrected a lot about how to speak and not speak. So for me, that was hard to get over. And, you know, like I said, I just flipped it on. I said, well, I'm already perfect. I'm going to go do my thing. And I did. And I still have my ahs and ooms and pregnant pauses or whatever we call them. And, you know, but that's me. That's who I am, and that's you. And I love the fact that we're at a place now. There's enough voices in the world that we can listen to somebody with their wacky accent. I get a lot of people with really hard to understand accents. Then I'm like, okay, well, let me, and you know, just like I did with you in the beginning. Hey, by the way, how do you say your name?
I get that every day.
Take out the H, Sarah. But it gets.
Yeah. Hey, if I had a say in it.
It's a good talking point. Well, listen, we got just a couple minutes left, so I'm going to take one last quick break. We'll be right back and with some powerful closing remarks you want to stay tuned to. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
I'll be right back with my guest, Sarah, and some of the closing remarks that she's going to have. You want to stay tuned to that. But before I get to her, I just want to let you know that we have a YouTube channel up there that you can subscribe to so you never miss one of our shows. So I hope you'll go over there, give us a like, give us a follow, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, here's Sarah again. All right, Sarah, I got this. I'd like to ask you, you know, you got the microphone right now, and, you know, we got a pretty large audience. So what is your kind of message to the world of thought leaders and individuals that are ready to step into writing their story?
So my advice is to use your outside voice. And if you're anything like me growing up, you're constantly being told to use your inside voice. And sometimes you're even told that when you're not even inside. And I think that we lose that childhood excitement that we get when we find something that we're so excited about, that if we don't just yell about it, we're going to bubble over. And when you find that, use your outside voice. Say it as loud as you want to. Yell it from the rooftops and just always stay curious and always be learning more and more about the topics that make you that excited.
I love that. All right. The book is called Open This Book. It's by Sarah Losey. Losey. So you know where to look on Amazon. And of course, you can't miss the book. Open this book and you'll open up a new world for you. Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate having you here. It was fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And for all of you, if you listen to this show, you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then be able to do the impossible in your own life. Take care. Have a very blessed week, and we'll talk to you very soon.